Well, it was a busy week in New Jersey, and all of it just involved Chris Christie. A report explaining what the impact of taxes has on the population, a major city's future, grew possibly a little more limiting. The school faced an identity crisis, and voters may have to work a little bit more when they walk into the voting booth. Here with their analysis of all this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alice McHose. How are you this week?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks.
This is something that sort of ties in with the Democrats' continuing desire to reinstitute a millionaire's tax, which we had during the Corzine era. Report came out from Region Atlantic Capital. State of New Jersey's high-income residents are pretty much realizing the obvious. It costs a lot to live in New Jersey versus places like Pennsylvania or Florida. They noted a high-wage earner could save $1.8 billion over 25 years by living in Pennsylvania instead of New Jersey. New Jersey's estate tax is criticized by the report, and the summation in part is New Jersey is the most expensive state in this country in which to die in.
Yes, and you know, the thing that we have to keep in mind, we've talked about this on the show before, is that when these individuals leave the state of New Jersey, not only are they're taking their tax dollars out of New Jersey, they're also taking their charitable contributions. So their involvement in the community, their volunteer time, their dollars that go to, you know, whether it's the Y or your Ginny's house or the Boy Scouts, you know, all those charitable dollars follow those people to their new home state. So we're losing, it's a lose-lose, and we really do need to do some tax changes to make all residents want to stay here in New Jersey. Because every day I go and I hear people say, I want to leave.
One of those examples, too, talking about charitable contributions, which New Jersey is one of only 10 states that does not permit deductions of charitable gifts on the state tax return. Before the millionaire's tax, 1999-2003, $2.4 billion in charitable donations were put into New Jersey. $1.5 billion were made out from New Jersey, so that's a net gain for New Jersey of $900 million. The years of the millionaire's tax, 2004-2008, into New Jersey, charitable donations, $961 million. Out of New Jersey, $2.09 billion. That's a loss to New Jersey of $1.13 billion in charitable contributions.
There you go.
In a four-year span. The estate tax, too, just for an example. I mean, this is, I know it's tough to do mental math, but a New Jersey couple, hypothetically, retired living in New Jersey. Let's put them at a net worth of $5 million. They had a pretty good life. They have the option to stay in New Jersey or to move to Florida. If the couple stays in New Jersey and the Grim Reaper, as he always does, will show up, then they die in New Jersey. They pay no federal. They die in New Jersey. They pay $400,000. The effective estate tax rate is 7.83% state estate tax rate. If they move to Florida, which might explain the exodus to Florida we've been seeing over the last decade, zero estate tax rate. $400,000 to a state versus nothing to a state. Gee, why is anyone over the age of 65 still here? And if you can just go along from property taxes, we all know that. Tax bracket to 3.8%. The tax payment in New Jersey is $38,000 versus, let's pick Connecticut here, tax bracket to 1.01%. So the tax property tax payment will be $28,000 less, $10,000 per year in Connecticut.
Yeah, and the real estate too. I mean, the value of the dollar in terms of what you can buy for a home in some of these other states, too, is a big difference.
And just one more figure just to wrap things up, not to make your head spin, but on income tax, state income tax, New Jersey tax bracket put it at 8.97%. So coupled with the combined pre-tax income of $650,000, tax bills $41,000 in New Jersey, put that same couple just over the bridge and just over the Delaware River, tax bracket 3.707, so that puts their tax payments $20,000 by just crossing the border. That couple would save $21,000 per year.
Okay, I'm going to say, please stay, people. Please stay.
Yeah, if the only growth industry in the state is the moving van industry, you've got a problem.
Yes.
We've talked often about things being taken over. The state's done a taking over of Atlantic City and Camden, for example. Most of the action has been down in South Jersey. This past week, they brought the concept up north to Newark. Now, no one from Newark City Hall showed up, including the mayor, by the way, at a meeting this past week at the State Local Finance Board to discuss whether New Jersey should take control of the city's budget. Mm-hmm. Local government service director, his name is Tom Neff. This is all part of the State Department of Community Affairs are responsible for approving municipal budgets, providing state aid, which is pretty much a lifeline for Newark when Mark Zuckerberg isn't writing them a $100 million check. And they also, if necessary, take control of the budget. Neff put the wagged his finger at Newark for hiring dozens of new staffers, not doing an audit since 2012, failing to hold an accelerated tax sale, not completing an annual financial statement, and not introducing a budget within the state's time frame, which their counter to that was, well, Newark works calendar years, state doesn't work calendar years, so we have a problem with that. But is this, politically speaking, is this a Cory Booker bomb that could affect his campaign for re-election to the Senate by a Republican opponent who could take his lack of financial prowess and use it against him?
Well, many people, even within Cory Booker's own party, had been complaining that he didn't do what he said he was going to do in the city of Newark. And if this is evidence of that, clearly it could hurt him in the election. It seems that if you were running Cory's campaign, though, you would say, don't even talk about Newark, you know? So,
yeah.
But this is very problematic. I mean, how the city of Newark could, think that they are exempt from following the law is really mind blowing. I mean, the city gets quite a bit of state aid, quite a bit of all kinds of money that comes through the state of New Jersey for different things. And, you know, just the fact that in 2013, there was, of a $640 million budget, $40 million of it was one-time revenue that's never coming back. And they're continuing to operate as if, oh, we're going to have, you know, other revenue. And it doesn't work that way. So clearly, they don't like the fact that the state took over their school system. But that was a mess. Now we have the city government in a mess. And here we are as the state. We have to be responsible and responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. And when something goes amok like this, I think it's good that the state's paying attention.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHoes on the web. It's AllisonMcHoes.com. And the state house is njledge.state.nj.us. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Photo ID is a big point of debate. Primarily, we've seen it with when it comes to voting on Election Day or Primary Day. But recently, the Butler School District had a little issue with the ACLU of New Jersey. They were sued by the ACLU of New Jersey for requiring photo ID by parents for registering their children in school. The ACLU filed suit in state superior court that requires state or county-issued photo IDs for older children, saying the policy singles out immigrant communities because parents can only obtain these types of identification if they have a Social Security number or valid immigration status. In other words, if they're not illegal aliens.
Well, let me just say this. I just opened a bank account for my 16-year-old. He had to show photo ID to open a bank account. Now, I understand the security issue and monies, and it's not a perfect analogy. However, you're getting a free education from the state of New Jersey, from the taxpayers of New Jersey. And I mean, I don't know. I feel torn about this one. I mean, I know they are eligible to get the education. So that's the issue. The ACLU obviously is looking to protect people's rights, illegal immigrants' rights, but I have a problem with this.
Yeah, and just to give you an idea of what the Department of Ed says about this, every year they remind the districts of their responsibility to enroll all local students regardless of their immigration or visa status.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of have a little conflict here where schools have their rules. Strangely enough, the country has their immigration rules and laws. And the Department of Education seems to want to have a much more open-door policy, which out of fairness, a lot of times, too, the kids are born in this country. It's the parents that are illegal. So maybe it's time to start giving, maybe just as a happy medium until all this immigration reform settles out, maybe come up with some photo ID or some designated ID for kids who are really stuck in the middle because their parents decided to break the laws. Let us wrap up with, I mentioned, getting busier in the voting booth. Much like, I believe it's 43 other states, New Jersey is now contemplating under a Senate resolution, SCR 71 proposed resolution, to make the office of Attorney General an elected versus an appointed office.
This, you know, this idea has been floating around for a long time. People question whether, you know, Senator Barnes, who just moved up to the Senate from the Assembly, he replaced Barbara Buono in the Senate, is doing this for political reasons, because obviously, you know, do you kick a guy when he's down kind of thing with Chris Christie? You know, the issue is there are good and bad things about this. I really, like I said, I question the political motivation and the timing of it. But, you know, you run into issues on both sides. If you elect an attorney general, does it politicize things that should not be politicized with regard to the top law enforcement officer in the state of New Jersey? Right now, the cabinet level position is appointed by the governor. It's the only cabinet position that person cannot be fired. So I don't know. I'm a little torn on this one.
Want to share your thoughts on these matters? And you can always bring something to her attention you think is important as well. You can do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And keep an eye on what's happening at the State House. It's njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Alice McHose. We will talk again next week.
Thank you. And I just want to do a little shout out to Secretary of Agriculture Doug Fisher and thank him for coming up to visit Springfest at the Farm and Horse Show, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show headquarters. And if you're still around this, you know, today, it's still there. Springfest is a wonderful thing to visit.
And as far as weather's concerned, about the closest we've been to spring in a while.
Yes.
So we'll take that.